brought to you by Penguin.
Fight for Your Life by Amir Khan. Read by Shane Zaza.
Introduction. I know this is it. The last few rolls of the dice. The last few swings of the fists. The last few desperate attempts to fend off the inevitable. And then, bang, a blow that takes every last ounce of air from my lungs. I'm doubled over, leaning on the ropes. There's cheering, or is it jeering? I can't tell which. It sounds like my head's underwater. I'm gasping for air, drowning. I force open my eyes and remember, through the bright lights and the blurs, that I'm in Madison Square Garden, perhaps the most iconic venue in boxing. They've all fought here. Ali, Frazier, Tyson. It's always been my dream to fight in the Grand New York Arena. And yet, here I am, living a nightmare. I've just been hit by a low blow from Terence Crawford. It feels like I've taken a cannonball in the shorts. The rules state that I have 5 minutes to recover. I'll be pissing blood for days. Boxing is a blood sport. Collapsed on the rope, I recall seeing the red stains on the canvas at my first gym and wondering what they were. My mind also turns to the first time I made an opponent bleed and how my coach told me, well done. I like that. The referee comes over, checking me out. What do you want to do? I can't think straight, but I know I don't quit. I never quit. Every step of the way, in and out the ring, I've had to fight. Even for my Olympic medal, I had to battle for my right to be on the Athens stage. What I do know, the pain is torturous. I stand, I lean, I stretch, and I double up. Nothing makes any difference. Pain is part of our sport. I fought most of my career with a broken hand. That hurts. Getting knocked out hurts too. I've done it to other fighters and they've done it to me. Haven't you heard? I've got a glass chin. That's what everyone says about me, isn't it? I've not done bad to get to Madison Square Garden with a glass chin, I think. I nearly threw up from the pain. I think about the pile on that will happen if I don't carry on. I've seen it throughout my career. Win and you're everyone's friend. Lose and you're on your own. There's another version of that. Win and you're British. Lose and you're a Pakistani. The first time I was left on the canvas in my home arena in Manchester, I've never felt more alone. Those who I thought were my friends left me at the speed of a missile. Thankfully, my career has been one of more highs than lows. I fulfilled pretty much my every ambition. Along the way, I've taken risks that changed me from a naive lad from Bolton to a sporting champion known the world over. The biggest risk of all was leaving England for America. But it worked. I built a career on my own terms and said goodbye to being thought of, by some at least, as second best. It's what ultimately has brought me here to this 20,000 seat auditorium. I'm beginning to think, though, that going back in the ring with Crawford is a risk too far. Truth is, I'm way behind on points. Miracles do happen. Look at my marriage. Who'd have thought that would have survived? At times, me and Florial have definitely reached number 9 of a 10 count. And we are still here. But Crawford is a different proposition. This isn't a fallout, a public spat, a storyline for a reality TV show. He's got me. If I go back in the ring, there's only one result. The crowd is getting restless now. They can see that something's happening here. Something that can bring an early end to their entertainment. The final scene of this drama was meant to be me lying flat on the canvas, 3 teeth in the front row, not feeling faint from a punch in the bollocks. As a self-professed entertainer, I understand their frustration. My entire career has been built on being a crowd pleaser. I hated the thought of being a boring boxer. I attacked. It made me vulnerable, and people loved the unpre-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?